This is it. Is it?
All.
Is
it? All that is excellent, excellent, excellent.
Hello, handsome.
Here's Johnny.
Push me for
excellent.
Push me for. Push me for.
I hurt my teeth.
Ghostly Talk. What is up?
Hey, everybody. It is yet another edition of Ghostly Talk.
Yes, I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
And, wow, it's been quite a weekend, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, yesterday, tragedy in, you know, the space shuttle tragedy.
Yeah.
The Columbia burned up while during reentry. And I have to say that is so, well, sad.
Horribly sad.
Yeah, my heart goes out to the families of the, you know, the astronauts, as well as, you know, a lot of people put a lot of hard work into that program. I mean, true, the shuttles have been around, you know, longer than they were designed for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's got to show how incredible these people are who put all this hard work into the space program and into the shuttles when they designed it. It just they've done an amazing job
yeah.
up until well even now even despite two disasters, an amazing job. And I mean, kudos to them. They've all got to feel absolutely horrible right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I know that's one thing. That's one thing that when people think of NASA now, ever since 1986. It's always been the long-running thing. Well, they can't build a spacecraft. Well, you know what? They've been to the moon, all right? So
they've been to the moon. And
conspiracy theories aside, they've been to the moon, and
they've not only that, they've done, well, that you know, there's been specials about that as well. However,
yeah.
I think they've done a phenomenal job
yeah,
because,
I agree.
I mean, driving your car is basically more dangerous than going up in a shuttle, even now. I mean, they've done how many successful missions.
Yeah, as opposed to the unsuccessful ones.
Right. I mean, the successful missions that I think the shuttle has has put a lot of hard work, has really, you know, advanced our country's space age.
And we've learned. That's back when NASA was started, I think that was the basis of NASA, was to learn and grow as a race of people, really. And I still like to believe that NASA is still following that tradition. Unfortunately, there's a lot of politics involved, I know.
Yeah.
But just to look at the complexities, that's what people don't get sometimes. And there are people that go, well, don't affect me, forget it. Well, it does affect you.
Oh, yeah.
It does affect everybody on this planet.
Well, it's all of our dollars.
Yeah.
But it's the knowledge and the work that's being done is there to benefit the human race.
Benefit everyone.
And I think that's... They've done a fantastic job. My heart goes out to the people up, you know, the people who were directly affected as well as indirectly because
yeah.
it's got to be a huge blow to these folks to you know, I mean, because this is their, like, Ghostly Talk is our baby, right? I mean, and its success is wonderful, and we're enjoying every minute of it.
Oh, of course.
And it, you know, if anything were to happen, it would hurt us a lot.
Yeah, there would.
But at the same time, you know, what we're doing, we're trying to, you know, enlighten people. We're trying to learn ourselves. We're trying to entertain as well. For some reason, Ghostly Talks become entertaining. Why? Anyway, you know, this is what we put our work into.
Yeah.
As well as our other stuff. But, you know, Ghostly Talk is something that we're really attached to. And if something were to happen, I'd be devastated for a while. I'd probably bounce back. But, these folks, though, they put their lives on the line.
And
all
lost
the
them.
Time.
And they lost them this weekend, unfortunately.
And they did it for us. Mm-hmm. And they did it for you. And you've just got to, you know, you've just got to say, hey, you know, thanks, and don't be down for too long, because I know that NASA and the government here in the United States are all, you know, working on, you know, what are we going to do, what are we going to do, what are we going to do, and there's going to be a lot of politics and a lot of blah, 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 but on the whole, you know, I have to say NASA, space shuttle missions, the folks who put their lives into those space shuttles, and all the people, you know, related to you and all the people who work on there, you guys are doing fantastic.
Yeah, really, and I agree 100% on that too, though.
Yeah, I am so sad.
Yeah, I literally, when I woke up yesterday, my first place I go to usually is the computer, of course, and I
geek.
I was talking to my mom on the IMs, and she's like, "Did you hear what happened?" And I'm like, "No, what's going on? I just got out of bed," and she told me what's going on. I immediately turned around, turned on the TV to CNN, and of course it was all there. And I gotta say, I had to stop for a minute, and I literally broke down for a few minutes.
Yeah.
I was literally, I couldn't take it. That was the worst. I remember being a child when it happened in 1986 with the Challenger, and we were all, I was a little kid back then, and we were in school. It was going on live.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent us home from school. We were kids, though. We didn't quite understand all the dynamics involved with it, you know, the families and all the people that are involved that have something at stake with this. And now, as an adult, unfortunately, it happened again, but I see it from a completely different standpoint. And it truly is heart-wrenching to see something like this happen. So I do send out my condolences and respect to the families and the astronauts themselves, who are unfortunately not with us now.
Yes, I'm
speechless,
show.
Really. I'm really
I mean,
speechless
just there have been whole talk shows now done on the on this, and I don't want to, you know, dwell on it. I did have to say that,
that
you know, the space program is phenomenal, and I do hope that they bounce back and come back stronger than ever with, you know, they've been redesigning the shuttles. Maybe it's time to redesign, work on it. But this particular design, the people who did it, congratulations. You've done phenomenal.
Yeah.
Those
people need to know that, too. If there's any way, any of you guys out there, I mean, there's some people that this isn't a big interest of theirs. I understand that, but these people... We're talking about brilliant minds at work here.
Oh, yeah.
And some of these people, the only time they're recognized is when something blows up.
That's the thing. You know, we're not here every week saying, you know, oh, another, you know, space shuttle went up and they did a successful mission. And, you know, maybe we should be. That's a phenomenal program. They need to hear the thanks as well as the sorrow, you know, because when something tragic happens, it's, you know, it pulls everyone together. And,
yeah, it does.
It's not... a comfortable topic, but it's something, you know, we have to discuss. And I want to say congratulations. You guys are doing fantastic. My heart wrenches for the people who are affected, and which is basically now all of us.
Yeah, unfortunately, something like this that happened this weekend has to happen for us to really look at things like that.
And appreciate when it goes.
Even me and you, you know, we both looked at it like that and said, wow.
Yeah.
These people have been working themselves stupid for 30 years, and this is a horrible thing to have happen. Watch all your work literally go up in flames.
Right.
And that's horrible to have. I mean, a job like that, it isn't like going to the office every day and punching some numbers into the computer. A job like that is a true passion.
Mm-hmm.
People like that who have to design these things have to every little nook and cranny.
And you know what's really horrible, is when you make a decision, it could be, it is life-threatening.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were seven lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
And not only those seven, but the people who are related to them, the people who worked with them every day, the people who, you know, how many other lives? It's a life-threatening thing when they make a decision, and that's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah. So,
and the success of the missions that we don't talk about,
mm-hmm.
I think, give a really good record, and I can't say how impressed I am by the missions,
yes.
or by the shuttle program,
mm-hmm.
and the space program in general. And so I am, like, so impressed, and I'm sad that I didn't just blurt it out on some other ghostly talk
yeah.
about how awesome they are doing.
Well, one thing that you could, that I think about too, is the space shuttle. Well, the space program, NASA, they're out to learn. We've already covered that, but they could possibly unlock answers that us in the paranormal world are trying to answer too. They could unlock complete. How would I say it?
Well,
but it,
all knowledge.
To me, I'm tying them together because yeah, I mean, if you believe that, it's all related in some way. They could be working just one part in the whole equation that we in the paranormal world are trying to unlock also.
Right.
So, I mean, look at it from that point of view, because, I mean, if you're listening to Ghostly Talk, you're obviously a paranormal buff. Look at it from that point of view for a few
minutes. Or a friend of ours.
Yeah.
Friend or parent or
yeah.
cousin or something of ours, yeah.
Yeah, so the whole thing is just, it's heart-wrenching, and I know I fell apart yesterday. It was horrible.
It is heart-wrenching, and I have to say, we have not given them enough credit.
No.
In the past, when things go right.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
it's a typical office scenario, though. Nobody
yeah.
notices you when you're doing good.
Right.
But when you mess something up, boy, oh boy.
Everybody stands up and takes notice. And I want to say, you know, you guys, I know it's hard right now, but.
Yeah. But keep your heads up.
Yeah,
keep your heads up, man.
Because, fantastic job. I am so sad that this had to happen. Mm-hmm. For me to realize what awesome stuff you're doing.
Exactly. So, on to bigger and better things this
week.
Well,
yeah.
We have to move on.
I know, but we did have to talk about that, and
So, what are we talking about this week, though, Doug?
Well, this week, we've got a special guest.
Yes.
Okay. and
well, what's
really
the topic? What's the topic first, though?
The topic is incubi and succubi. The old incubus and succubus topic.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Since this is Ghostly Talk, we're going to talk about ghosts. What do you think?
You know, imagine that.
Yeah.
Wow, hey. It's been kind of weird the last couple weeks. Yeah, we're going to talk about incubi and succubi this week. hey, you know, we and Doug don't know too much about it, so we decided to bring a very special guest for you guys. Okay. I mean, what would be a better choice, Doug?
First of all, incubi and succubi, they're ghosts or entities that actually attack people
yeah.
In a sexual nature.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's an attack of kind.
Mm-hmm.
And it is evidently not pleasant. We're going to try
and bring
a little bit of...
Yeah,
there's
a lot more to it. There's actual occurrences we're going to talk about that people actually enjoyed it.
Yeah, there's people who enjoy it, and there's people who it is an attack.
Yeah.
So, but what are we going to do? We're going to try and put a little fun spin on it, too. But who would you get?
I mean, I thought about this night and day. We really wanted to bring a guest into the show. We really wanted to bring somebody on for this show. And you know who I thought of? I mean, finally, it was like the angels sang to me, and the trumpets were played.
The light came above your head.
And then it exploded.
Yeah.
But we decided to go with our man, Mr. Brick Hardrod.
And Brick Hardrod is very happy to be here on Ghostly Talk with you guys today.
How are you doing today, Brick?
Yeah, Brick.
It's nice to see you. It's good to see you, too. Brick Hardrod is very, very excited to be on Ghostly Talk and talking about a subject that very much, very, very, very much intrigues Brick Hardrod.
Now, Brick, a little bit about yourself. Just a little bit. You know, I mean, people out there need to know, you know, who Brick Hardrod is. I mean, why would we bring Brick Hardrod on the show?
Right. Because,
why would we bring Brick Hardrod on the show?
Why was it such a revelation to bring Brick Hardrod, of all people? Why is he on our show?
Well, who is Brick Hardrod? That is the $10 million question. Brick Hardrod is a connoisseur of sorts in this nature. Brick Hardrod is very, 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 very into what Brick Hardrod refers to as the cat.
The cat.
The cat.
The cat.
Interesting. Well, we're talking about incubi and succubi today.
Right.
Okay.
And I understand that the subject is about basically ghostly sex.
Ghostly sex?
Case,
ghostly sex, yeah,
in this
exactly.
Case, ghostly sex.
Yeah. Really, I mean, typical case scenario with a succubi or an incubi, just to get the ball rolling a little bit here. A lot of times, the majority of the cases that have been documented or written down at that, they say they tend to come when you're in your sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Now, an incubi, let's make sure we differentiate these two. Incubi is a male. Did you already do that?
Well, no, I didn't. an incubus is a form of spirit or elemental that attacks women in a sexual manner.
And they come in a male form.
Right, and a succubus is similar to an incubus, but it attacks men.
Yeah. So just remember those two, because we're going to be bouncing those words around a lot, so you know what the difference is between incubus and succubus. Typical case scenario, though, is middle of the night, you're sleeping. Let's say you're a girl. Something comes to you, and, well, has sex with you, basically.
That's what people are told. Yeah.
Now, just to cite one case, just to get things rolling a little bit more, there was a movie, but there was an actual documented book. I mean, it was documented on a true story. And a lot of you out there will have seen this movie. It was called The Entity.
Yeah.
Okay. I read the book, too. And I got to say, that was like a really, really creepy book. And it was supposed to be all true. This situation was a very violent attack. Very violent attack. The lady literally be pinned down to the bed. She was forced.
Yeah.
A lot of people, like we said a second ago, a lot of people say it was a pleasant experience for them, guys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
But this particular situation was very, very violent. We'll get into more of that in a few minutes. But this is basically what the two are, though. They're entities or manifestations that, well, you can't see. I don't think anybody's seen one yet as far as a manifestation.
Well, they say that some people can see their ghostly partner, and some people can't.
Mm.
So sometimes they're invisible, sometimes they are, you know, ghostly looking.
Yeah.
Right? Whatever that might mean. Yeah. I've not, you know, run into this kind of situation myself.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're talking about, the reason Brick Hardrod is an excellent guest for us, is because he knows the sex industry, he knows sex. And that's why we can bounce ideas and questions off of him.
Brick Hardrod is in the industry in the physical form, though. In the I do work in that in that industry.
Yeah.
But what interests Brick Hardrod about post-death about this all is that in many forms, especially like more in the more religious realm, people become disembodied after they live, and they're so blissful in that the joys of the flesh are no longer needed. This concerns Brick Hardrod.
It concerns Doug, too. Sometimes the pleasures of the flesh are just that, very pleasureful.
Well, yeah.
So Brick Hardrod's major interest in this is the theories behind the incubus and succubus, and more importantly, if Brick Hardrod were to die, how would he become one?
Do you know,
is there ranks you can join in the incubi world? or if it's discussing the theories of the incubus and the succubus in the form that, are they actually people who have passed on and chose this way, or are they entities to begin with? Because from the reading I've done, there are no documented cases where somebody, you know, who's been attacked by an incubus or succubus recognized the spirit that was
that's interesting, Rick. That's really interesting that you brought that up, because I mean, all the stuff that I read on this, which I did a lot of reading on this, actually. Imagine that. We actually studied for this show. We put some, I mean, I put some time into this, and the stories I read, nobody really said, like, because, you know, when you're with someone for X amount of years, let's say 20 years you're with someone, you're with your husband, let's say you're a woman, you're with your husband, for 20 years, he gets killed or he passes on somehow, and maybe he yearns for her so bad, he yearns for his wife so bad that he comes back after death and wants to be with her more in a sexual manner.
Mm-hmm.
Even, oh, God, this is going to be tough to talk about without sounding completely disgusting.
Well, let me say one of my theories, mm-hmm. okay? Because I did some reading on this as well, and I also watched The Entity.
Oh, did you?
Well, not this past week, but okay. I had seen it before. And my theory is, okay, because what you're trying to describe without getting too graphic is soulmates or people who love each other here on our plane.
Or even just a physical attraction. Maybe
yes.
It don't necessarily have to be with all the emotions, but you just, if you're with someone that long, you're mm-hmm. going to know how they feel.
Yeah.
How they feel. Their whole body feels.
And so then, how come these people, mm-hmm. if this incubus-succubus thing can happen and mm-hmm. does happen, how come they don't come back like that? Because what you read about and hear about on things like John Edward and you know, with the different mediums and stuff like that, is it that the spirits of people who are coming back, or the souls of people who are coming back, the ghosts are saying, you know, we see you, we're here for you, we show you little signs here and there, and that kind of thing. But it's rare that you get this interaction, this obviously very physical-seeming interaction from even a loved one. I think that when an incubus and a succubus, if it exists, is going to be a lower form of entity than a deceased human, one one that it takes physical things to satisfy that entity, because why wouldn't you come back if it were possible and do these things with your former spouse or
yeah.
former loved ones? And I have a feeling it's because you probably can't.
No.
Or won't. I mean, it may be a moral issue over there on the other side as well.
Which would go back to the, you know, once you pass on, you become disembodied. And, you know, you don't have the ability to touch and feel and, you know, experience fleshly things anymore.
Presumably you wouldn't need to.
I know.
No, well, just assuming that there may be a higher presence that we all live under. And this is really what the bottom, you know, what people say.
Right.
That when you cross over into that realm, things like fleshly pleasures or earthly pleasures, is that what I'm looking at?
I'm officially rating this show PG-13.
Yeah. But pleasures like that, you don't need those anymore because you're part of the divine presence now. And that's something you don't need to feel anymore because the feeling of the divine presence, I'm not trying to preach or anything like that. But it
would be enough.
It's more than enough.
More than enough.
You're
yeah.
overwhelmed with all these feelings and you don't need the physical interaction anymore. You just walk around all day long and have a harp in your hand. I don't know. But, I mean, that's the assumption that people, lots of people make.
And Rick Hardrod would understand the need for the need for your individual vices while you're alive and passing on. And if there was one to pass on with those needs and vices and things that they felt strongly to, even if it was alcoholism, drugs, sexual addiction, things of that nature,
mm-hmm.
Are you cleansed of that in the passing over process?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you just become so, if it is a divine presence thing, you know, would that fill all those voids, and you would not no longer need any of those things in a, you know, physical nature.
Mm-hmm.
But would it cleanse you of it? Would you be, you know, all those things that you enjoyed so much in your life, like especially in like an addiction?
Mm-hmm.
Would that be something that you would just be able to just throw off of you and just be like, oh, I'm just so happy being in the presence of whatever being that you believe in, you know?
Well, hopefully that what would happen is, because from what I understand, those who believe in reincarnation and the, mm-hmm. the everlasting soul kind of thing, you you keep coming back to try and get it right.
That's
and
one of the one of the belief systems as far
yeah,
as
yeah, one of the belief
goes.
Systems is that you come back and try and get it right, and you keep
you keep coming back,
you know,
until
keep
you
purifying,
get it right.
You know, until you are, you know. I have to say, one person who I think finally, you know, did get it right, matured her soul enough to where she actually is probably, or was, I have to say, the walking form of the perfect soul, you know, when she was alive, had to be like Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, every minute of every waking day was there to serve humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that is just an aspiration that a lot of people nowadays just cannot do, because we're, you know, we're involved in money and politics and all these, you know, earthly pleasures. but you know, I think she, you know, she probably was like the closest thing to a perfect soul and
a saint, if you will.
Yeah, basically a living saint at that point. And I think that you know, we're trying, you know, trying to build ourselves into, you know, the best possible. Well, that belief system anyway, you know, you're trying to build yourself into the best possible soul
mm-hmm.
or spirit
mm-hmm.
that there can be.
Mm-hmm.
And then you probably, you know, graduate or whatever, go
mm-hmm.
on to the next
yeah.
thing in soul world.
Well, yeah, in existence, so to say.
In existence. So I think that that these incubus and succubus kind of entities
mm-hmm.
are probably going to be on the lowest level. Okay.
Well, that's one way to look at it. Yeah. I mean, could these just be this? Okay. These are typical. Because we've talked. You mentioned, Brick. You mentioned about physical evidence of a sexual assault. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about things. We've talked about poltergeist on this show, where people actually have cuts and bruises and scrapes on them, and things like that. But nothing that I've read says that there's proof of a sexual assault on these particular people in
right.
question. But these particular entities, we'll call them, could they just be poltergeist-like phenomena also?
Let's talk about that after a little break here.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Because it just happens that it just turned 7:30.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
We'll be right back. Yeah, we're talking about ghost sex today.
Ghostly cat.
Ghostly cat. Touchy subject, I found so far.
We knew
it was going to be kind of weird going into this. This is something. Well, originally Ghostly Talk was a family show. Imagine that. And now we're talking about sex with ghosts. I don't know where we came we came to this point, but it's something that needs to be talked about.
It's part of the ghostly realm. If there weren't reports about it, we wouldn't talk about it.
Exactly.
And there are reports of it, so
here
you go.
And reports of it as far back as, early times,
These are directional microphones.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Picard apologizes deeply. There are accounts of incubus and succubus attack as far back as, 1400s, if not sooner. William Shakespeare described a sort of succubus attack in one of his writings. He talks about a presence from a woman that is in bed, and the presence coming, feeling the pressure on her chest and the strangulation around her throat. She's having harder to breathe, which is more of like the old hag theory of the incubi and succubi legends, but the where it's less sexual and just more of an attack. But in a lot of cases, some people see this as a protection. People think that normally men who have been put in stressful situations.
Hang on for 1 second, Brett. We got a call coming in here. Okay, you're on Ghostly Talk. Hello.
This is Jason from Ghost Hunters, Inc.
Oh, hey, how you doing, Jason?
I'm doing wonderful. What's going on?
We're sitting here talking about sex. What about you?
That's why I'm calling.
Oh, really?
Okay.
You want to talk about sex?
Tonight, I'm home alone. There's nothing better to talk about than sex.
So, wait, first of all, Jason from Ghost Hunters, Inc., I happen
to... Gowan is probably the name more people know me by.
Oh, yes, Gowan. I happen to visit your site... And everything, and you guys are doing some pretty cool stuff. So,
thank you. We're really busy right now getting everything around, and we went out last night, and it was quite a night.
What happened last night?
Well, actually, it wasn't so much, we went to, you guys familiar with Marie Antoinette?
Oh, yeah.
Heard of her, yeah.
Yeah, she was beheaded by the French.
A lot.
Yeah.
We're in here in northeastern Pennsylvania, and she has the place that she was supposed to come and hide from the French revolutionaries. And they have, apparently some of her guards were pretty well massacred here by French spies. And supposedly their ghosts still haunt the area in which it was built. So we went over to check it out. I hadn't heard much about it before that. So we went to check it out. Unfortunately... Rather than find the towers where it was supposed to be, they built a bar there, and it's like a really seedy redneck bar where I don't believe five women in the place could have had all their teeth or anything. Oh. It was
It's better than a Kmart. Come on, look at the bright side.
Well, that so you went? Did you go into this place or?
We went in. We went in, and we asked the one of the guys behind the bar. We were like, "Well, what do you recommend for us looking for haunted places around here?" Because we were told this is haunted, and he was pretty adamant that. She still walks these halls, and he like would just. And I'm like, okay, so someone didn't have their medication today.
Well, that sounds like a pretty interesting excursion. Did you guys actually go anywhere? Did you get to go anywhere?
No, we weren't able to find anything last night. We're gonna go back and check it out again because we've been reading a lot more about it, and there's more to it. It's just a matter of weeding out where we need to go.
Excellent, excellent.
Throw us your website, and then let's talk about incubuses and succubus.
Incubi and succubi.
Yes, incubi and succubi.
You.
what's
your website address?
Whenever I think about that, I think about that the episode of South Park where Chef was going to marry the succubus.
Oh, you know, I never got to see that one.
It's really good. Like, whenever I see that, I also think of that scene in Ghostbusters where the ghost girl's floating above the bed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dan Aykroyd, his eyes rolled in the back of his head, literally.
Do you know all of this studying that I've done? Okay, because I went and I read stuff on the internet. We started a forum on, or a topic on Michigan Ghostbusters. Well, Will did that about this, and I mean all the reading that I've done, and I've forgotten completely about the South Park episode.
I never saw that one.
Yeah, so it's a good thing we have a caller line.
what's your website, Jason?
It's www. geocities.com/ghuntersinc.
G-Hunters, Inc. Check that out, guys. Okay. You know, there's another scene also that you guys are talking about movies that I want to bring up. Scary Movie 2.
Oh, yeah.
Scary Movie 2.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Oh my gosh. That's it. I'm throwing a parental consent warning on this episode.
I'm sorry. What do you got to say about this, though, Jason? What do you think was going on with this particular phenomenon?
Well, I think a lot of the times they came from myths, like from back in like the Greek and Roman times, like in the Odyssey. The sirens were calling in sailors. I think a lot of times that they're bringing them in from that. A lot of that, the stuff's carry over, a mythology from that.
Okay, so you're saying really that this is, it may just be a physical thing that happens to certain people, possibly, and it really don't exist, so to say?
Well, I'm not saying that it's not necessarily not existing, but I think that a lot of the basis for it originally came from the mythology back then.
Okay. All right.
And I think that there, you know, even though mythology is quite, you know, impressive and quite sometimes fantastic, I think there's probably a kernel of truth in a lot of mythology. So there's like, you know, something to these stories.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've had girlfriend that I could have swore were a succubi before.
We all have.
Yeah. If you need a shoulder to cry on, Jason, feel free to call any time. Now, that's a very good point, actually.
Into the mic.
Oh, well, sorry.
You guys were sharing microphones.
We're sharing mics tonight, so you'll hear sliding sounds and
yeah, all kinds
things
of
like
stuff.
That. One thing you got to do, Jason, because we got to let you go. We got to keep moving along here. But you have to say hi to Brick Hardrod.
Hey, Brick, how you doing?
Brick Hardrod says hi right back to you.
All right, Jason, we got to let you go.
All right, take care, guys.
We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye.
Cool.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Colin.
All right.
Awesome.
Okay. Interesting point.
You know, all that studying I've done, and I completely missed the fact that this is sneaking its way into movies and TV. Well, not TV, but, you know, into TV, because they'll talk
yeah, but
TV.
You can't blame yourself for that, because what we're trying to do is scientifically analyze this and talk about it.
Yeah,
we're trying
okay.
To keep, I mean, it's fun to bring that stuff up, because it is a lot of fun to bring that stuff up, actually. But, you know, we're trying to hit, when we're studying for these things, we're usually,
but,
like, digging.
Yeah,
digging.
But that means something.
It does. It does.
The fact that South Park and Scary Movie 2, or Scary Movie?
Scary Movie 2.
And Ghostbusters, and of course the original The Entity, the fact that it's even in there says something about, you know, culture.
About culture.
That
and
it's getting into the culture, that this stuff is becoming more widely known.
Well, heck, The Entity, that particular movie, the book was written like 30 years ago, I think. It's about a 30-year-old book now, well, probably more than that. So this particular occurrence, that happened back in the early 70s. So this particular occurrence happened a very long time ago. And now we're talking about situations or myths, so to say, from Greek and from Greek mythology. So this particular phenomena,
right? From earlier, we did you know, the entity, how far back that was. Then Shakespeare, and then even further back to Greek mythology. So this is something that's been part of the culture. It's not talked about, though, very often.
We are taking calls right now, too. We're taking calls at 7:30 and 8:30. Sorry, I forgot to mention that at the top of the hour.
Yeah.
It's been getting out of control here, so we got to kind of put a cap on it. So if you want to call in, feel free to call in like Jason just did.
Well, 1-888-520-1969. Toll free.
Thank you, Doug.
Yeah. Question I have. I was doing some brainstorming about this. Actually, Brick Hardrod stopped by for a drink last night.
Yeah, I heard you on the Nextel, what's that thing, the messenger thing. You were
It was a good buzz, though. It was a good buzz, because
I was out ghost hunting, you know.
Well, I was working on stuff for the show, so I was being productive in my own manner while I was drinking.
Brick Hardrod was just drinking.
Well, Brick Hardrod, by the way, is only in town for a short while. He is an international superstar and everything, so, I mean,
Brick Hardrod hopes to be an international superstar
someday. We think you're an international superstar.
To us, you are already an international superstar.
Well, maybe an internet legend, but that's as far as Brick Hardrod will go right now.
Brick Hardrod is, he's a very busy man.
Very, very busy man.
And the fact that he even, you know, stopped by the little tiny city of Detroit to help us out with this is phenomenal.
Yes.
Well, Brick Hardrod was not going to pass up the chance to talk about this subject. I mean, afterlife sex is something that very much interests Picard Rod in the sense that if we go back to the spiritual part of it, Picard Rod has the belief that your own personal heaven or hell is a true manifestation.
Ah.
And since Picard Rod is seriously into that, Picard Rod believes his personal heaven, that would be plentiful.
Aha! The yes. Seven virgins again. Yes.
You're not Rick Hardwell, Taliban, are you?
Yeah. My goodness.
Brick, you can't be a terrorist, man. We wouldn't be able to have you back here anymore.
No. Brick waves the red, white, and blue.
Ah, fantastic.
Now, a question I had.
Yeah.
When we were researching this, when I was researching this, I was about seven cores light into my project, and... You know, but I feel good today.
Ghostly Talks ratings are plummeting as we speak.
I feel good, though. No, I feel good. I mean, it was a good buzz. It wasn't one of my roommate got home, and I'm just like, hey, beer cans everywhere. I'm just like, hey, what's up? You know?
Oh, no.
I wasn't like, oh, I feel terrible. But I was actually being productive while I was doing this. So
excellent.
It wasn't completely a waste of time.
Excellent.
I mean, we're gonna be brainstorming regardless, but I really want to get this going. I mean, what I was thinking about Incubi and Succubi, this is my emotional side coming out. We've talked about dynamics of ghosts, residual hauntings, poltergeists, whatever you want to call them, okay? You die. Let's try one scenario here. You die, and all of a sudden, you know, this particular person starts having weird things happen to him in a sexual manner. The one thing, I want to try to work this in the correct way. What if you, in life, in real life, let's say you died at a young age. What if you had a person, a guy or a girl, whatever way it is. I didn't mean it like that.
Okay, now just out with it.
Okay,
if you qualify everything.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's true. No matter what, we're going to get absolutely lambasted on the chat room.
I'm sure we are.
Yeah. Speaking of which, the chat rooms, you go to zeropointradio.com, click on interact, click on chat,
mm-hmm.
and you can see, like, we're in there, we're trying to monitor the chat room to see how this is going.
Yeah. This is a new thing.
Yeah.
But what if you, in life, had a person in your target, so to say, that you really wanted to be with, you were physically attracted to them, and this went on for a long time, and then unfortunately, you got wiped out.
Something happened.
But what if you felt so strong about that that's what kept you here, kept you in this limbo state that we refer to a lot of times on the show here? What if that may be one that could be the reason or one of the reasons that this particular thing goes on? Could the object of your desire be so strong, the feelings you have, just the physical feelings? I'm not talking about the emotional feelings. I'm talking about the physical, animalistic interaction we're talking about here, which is the pleasures of the flesh, basically. Could your feelings towards that, your obsession with that, be so strong that you would come back after death to finally get, God, to finally get what you wanted? Okay. I'm trying so hard here, Doug. Please help me.
Well, the thing is, as you know, emotions and feelings and that kind of thing do seem to provide reasons for spirits to stick around after, you know, instead of going on into wherever they go. So they stick around here, around our plane for a while.
Uh-huh.
And if it's that strong, you know, I mean, I guess it could happen, but I don't know. I have a problem with incubus and succubus, the whole topic in general. Anyway, not because of its adult kind of nature, because uh-huh. I'm an adult, I can handle it, okay? Uh-huh. But because I just wonder if it's, I hate to do, I'm going to be lambasted.
Just say it,
I wonder if it's more internal than, like for example, a lot of the things that I read
uh-huh.
about incubus, succubus kind of things, it seems to start with very, very old hag kind of symptoms.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And that's a chemical reaction. That's a biochemical, electrical kind of thing going on in your body. And old hag, no matter how many radio talk show hosts say it's not or it's something else, it's a physical thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not you know, no dark spirit is visiting you, and they're not trying to crush your chest, really, and they're not, you know, trying to suffocate you. It's an internal thing. It's a reaction. It's a physical body kind of thing, because we have a body, we react. Uh-huh. Okay. So Old Hag is not paranormal in that sense, and I don't believe, even though, you know, Konstantinov thinks it's a vamp, you know, a vampiristic kind of thing, uh-huh. et cetera. I just can't. I mean, I'll listen, but so far, I think that Old Hag is a physical thing.
Yeah.
Nobody has. I haven't been able to switch over my viewpoint yet.
Yeah.
And so, I'm wondering if Incubus and Succubus is some kind of version of that. What I have a problem then is that people have actually seen this happen from a waking state.
Okay.
Like, people are in the mall, or people are in their car, or people are, you know, out and about, and there's witnesses to this kind of thing.
Where the actual occurrence is going on as they're sitting at their desk.
Right.
At work.
Yeah, something is happening to them, and it appears from all reports to be a very real thing. I mean, it doesn't appear that they're acting. It doesn't appear that they want this to happen. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't appear that they're trying to, you know, get, you know, it's not a thing where they're trying to get attention from people. You know, I need help. I need someone to pity me or whatever. It doesn't seem to be that kind of emotional thing. It seems to be a very real thing. But I think it's as real as Old Hag. I think it could be something within them and not an external entity as well. If it is an external entity, though, but based on everything that I know, it would have to be a lower form of external entity. We're talking demon or, you know, some entity that is not even as lowly elevated as us human beings,
so
our entity,
our spirit. You don't think on an ethereal level, though, possibly, like I said before, someone who has a strong physical attraction to someone, but they just can't muster up the courage to try to, you know, get the ball rolling with them.
Well, all you have to do to muster up that amount of courage is have $20 and go out and get whatever it is you want.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about a person.
Yeah.
That they see. Not just anybody, just this particular person.
Oh, I see.
I'm not saying anybody. I'm saying, like, this particular person is the object of their physical desires. And this what I'm saying, what makes this different is it isn't all the ghost stories we've heard in our time as far as, like, the romanticism within the ghost story has always been,
I love you. I love you, too.
Things like
it's
that.
It's been very romantic. Ghost stories.
This
yeah.
is a physical thing. This is a but there's emotions within a physical desire, too, that people, I acknowledge that. I feel emotional about physical things where you feel like, God, I want this so bad. You know what I mean? And it you get frustrated. You get angry.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the emotions that you can equate to a physical attraction like that. There's no love involved. It's a physical attraction.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I kind of meant about that, to get a little more detailed about it.
Right. Well, there's a lot of that going on in the real world as well. I mean, in this world, the physical world, in that people tend to idolize things, you know, and feel these kinds of very strong emotions.
Yeah.
But they're usually called stalkers, and they stalk famous people, you
uh-huh.
know. And so why wouldn't, if somebody then passes on, why wouldn't you hear from the object of their humanly desire that they are being attacked? And I don't...
Maybe that feeling, like I was saying, wasn't strong enough.
Well, I don't know. It consumes... I mean, stalkers appear to be consumed by this,
mm-hmm.
this need for attention from a specific famous person, usually.
Okay. Yeah.
So, I mean, if it's all consuming to them, why haven't we heard more of that?
What about this, then?
I'm not trying to shoot your theory down.
No,
I'm just saying
I don't.
I mean, there's evidence to the contrary.
What are you going
to
argue with me for?
No.
What are you going to argue with me for?
I'll say, uh-huh, yes, God, yeah. That must be it. That's the
What
universe.
About...
Oh, yeah, whatever you say.
I got it. What about this, then? Jealousy.
Strong emotion.
This goes to the other end of the spectrum, though. You're married for 20 years. You die. You're very tied to this person. So maybe you're stuck here for different reasons. But that person that's still alive that you left here goes and meets somebody else. Gets emotionally attached to him, and it turns into a physical relationship. Could there be some type of a ethereal jealousness that's going on here that makes these people go, no, I'm not letting you go. No, these entities go. I'm not letting you go. I'm going to be with you more. I mean, it's a little off the cuff. It's a little out there, but could that tie in also?
It could, but again, the evidence that I've read, and I'm sure the evidence that you've read agrees with Brick, that it seems to be people they don't know.
Yeah.
These things that are attacking them or pleasuring them.
We got a call coming in, Doug.
Okay.
You're on Ghostly Talk.
I am. It's the elusive Julie from Soul Java.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Wow. I'm sitting here listening, and I was reading about Incubus and the Columbia Encyclopedia definition of it is that it is actually a fallen angel that is responsible for the birth of demons, witches, and deformed children. I just thought this was interesting, and you guys would want to hear that.
Well, actually, that's interesting, because I was going to bring that up, too. I was going to bring that up also. That's another thing that... See, this is what happens when you do not drink and prepare for Ghostly Talk at the same time. I learned that the hard way last night, because I'm getting killed by Doug here. He's crushing me, man. I can't, nothing's working today. We're not clicking it off for some reason. But, yeah, I thought this is even farther out there. I don't know, Julie, if you're familiar with what a Nephilim is.
You can refresh my memory.
A Nephilim is the spawn.
The half angel,
half human.
Yep. Okay.
And I thought, well, hey, maybe these people are being, you know, not attacked, but they're, well, maybe they are being attacked by fallen angels, possibly. I mean, that could be part of the equation. Also, that's another important thing to think about. Did you say hi to Brick, by the way?
Hi, Rick.
No, not Rick.
Close.
His name is Brick Hardrod.
Who?
His name is Brick Hardrod.
Brick.
Brick.
Brick. Say hi to Brick.
Hello, Brick. I'm still recovering from a cold, so you'll have. And it's hard to hear you guys on my phone.
Well, Brick thinks you sound fantastic.
Oh, well,
we're just
thank
having
you so much.
Recovery
also,
from a cold.
Also, too, I just got a plug. We were at Fount Mansion today and took some pictures.
Oh, that is awesome.
Oh, really?
It was just wonderful, and we wanted to see what people would think of having a masquerade ball coming up in September. And
you mean at
Felt Mansion? I've already been working with the ladies there at renting it. So
oh wow!
Did you get to meet Nicole?
No, I've been working with what's her name? I think it starts with a D. And we've only been corresponding. I just got the list over the internet, and she just sent me the list of Diane. Thank you. And the list of prices and everything. And we went up there today to check it out, and it is totally awesome. But you know, no Incubus or Succubus.
Oh no! We've talked about Felt Mansion and how absolutely tragic the story.
Well, we'd
is.
Have to charge extra for Incubus and.
That would definitely be an attraction, but not. Not in a good way.
You definitely get a lot of people in there. I guarantee you that.
Well, we wanted to see if MGB wanted to be a co-host with us. So we see. I had a ploy here and was calling, and I thought since you know you were
put us on the spot, huh?
Yeah.
Sure. See, I'm already planning.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know that it's a fascinating idea, and you know how much I absolutely love the Felt Mansion and all that's going into that project to refurbish it. So I am very, very willing to talk with you more on that.
Okay, well, then, you know what? After the show, I'll send you guys a...
Hey, tell Owen I'm sorry for not putting the sticks up yet. I've been a slob.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It's been horrible. I've been cracking my whip, and he's just not responding anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, so, you know, I think we're going to have to get two.
Yeah. When you talk about whips and stuff,
yeah,
Brick just woke up.
Brick's antlers just popped up.
That just sets Brick off right there.
However, no, that's quite all right. But, yes, I do want to correspond more about that.
Great. I was hoping. But anyways, the guys, I just wanted to say, you guys, this show has got my interest, too. So I've been sitting here telling my three-year-old, go to bed. I'm listening.
Yeah, we do now have a PG-13 rating for this show. So,
yeah. He's only three, so he's 10 years too young to be listening.
Oh, no.
But, no, and I came across that with the fallen angels and thought, okay, I'm going to call them and bug them since they probably think I'm hiding in the shadows. But really, I was sick last time I talked to you.
Well, in the hierarchy of beings,
mm-hmm.
That would suggest, because wouldn't a fallen angel actually then be a higher form of entity?
You're right.
Even a living human entity?
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I'm sitting here and I was listening to you talk about if a human spirit would still have a sexual attraction. Hey, if angels are, then I don't see why humans, when we're much more fallible than an angel, wouldn't.
Yeah, and you know, I'm revising my theories as we speak.
Made a believer out of him.
Yeah. Well, no, the thing is in my view of the world, or in my view of the afterworld, I would think that you know, I hate to use this phrase because it's that cult kind of phrase, but that you get rid of your mortal coil, you know, you shuck off your mortal coil. That's direct from that UFO cult. But I'm thinking that once your mortal, you know, body is, you know, done and you're no longer attached to it, that you can go on to hopefully, you know, what would think big, you know, better things or more, you know, more pure things.
I think if a human is willing to let go of their earthly bondage, you know, I mean, think about it. If you don't want to go, I mean, look at hauntings you go and investigate. For some reason, either they don't realize they've passed over, or maybe they just weren't ready to let go of the things that they have. And that's going to be a strong device in keeping them here.
Well, that's what I was saying about the jealousy thing. That may be part of the jealousy thing, is that you're emotionally and physically attached to this particular person.
That makes an amazing amount of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Does it?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Not what you said, what she said. No, no, you win too.
Thanks.
Well, they're kind of on the same line.
They are.
Yeah.
But
he was just putting it more as if somebody was coveting or lusting after another person, that being the connection. Well,
that was the first thing I said, yeah. If somebody...
But
I'm trying to equate physical...
I think what you would have to have a lot more that would want to keep you here, and I think that's just kind of the, you know, the whipped cream on the sundae.
Yeah, that would definitely be the you know, every single phrase...
Brick is biting his tongue over here.
Every single phrase you're using is, like, really making Brick Hardrod shine.
What I was saying, though, about that is I was trying to equate a physical attraction.
Well, you guys can take your time then keeping, you know, putting this up on the archives, because we don't want Robert to hear how exciting I am.
You might get
that. A little jealous.
You might
won't let me call no more.
You might get that second honeymoon sooner than you think.
This could work. Maybe you need to have it up by tomorrow.
But I have to say thank you so much. And do correspond with us, because I do want to work on that felt project.
Yeah, you know what? I will put together an email with the information I have right now, and I'll send it out to you tonight.
Excellent.
Okay. Julie, you have to say goodbye to Brick Hardrod also.
Good night, Brick. I'll be listening. So, you know, talk sweet to me, okay?
Brick Hardrod promises to help you have a great evening. And Brick Hardrod also wants to appreciate the female view on the Incubus Succubus theory.
Well, my ears did perk up. So.
Thank you, because we were a little worried about this topic.
Actually,
you know what? I give you credit for doing it, because it is. I believe the movie was called Incubus years ago. That was supposed to be on the true story of the woman.
That's the entity.
The entity.
Thank you. The entity. Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
And that was that. I saw that at a tender young age.
Yeah. So did I. Well, yeah. All us 70s kids. You know, we grew up watching Elvira on Sunday and
that's true.
Having all those movies. So you know, I watched it back. And so it was always something that I was thinking, wow, now that could be really, you know, frightening if that happened.
Brick Hardrod wants your email address.
And Brick Hardrod wants to like
to
say
my website,
he's a huge...
because I've got several different links.
Sweet. Okay. And Brick Hardrod wants to say he was a huge Elvira fan, but for a completely different reason.
Yeah.
So I met Elvira on my 16th birthday.
You met her?
Yes. Yeah, at Knott's Scary Farm. She hosts the show for Knott's Scary Farm.
Oh, man.
Oh, and I got her and Breather saying happy birthday to me.
You're a California child, then?
I'm Michigan native, but I grew up out in California and then moved back here with my little ones in tow, so.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back to Michigan, then.
I'll let you get back to your show.
Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome, and I'm sure you'll be hearing from me again.
Excellent.
Please.
We'll talk to you soon, Julie.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Okay.
Okay.
You know, I am so happy now because I was really worried about the about this topic.
Yeah.
And now we've heard from the male perspective and the female perspective.
Yeah, it's good. Well, I'm glad. Whew. I'm actually very. I was worried about that, like you were. I wanted to be able to get at least 2 calls tonight.
Yeah.
That was. And from both sides of the, you know, as far as the sexes go.
Yeah.
Both sides of the blade here, so to say.
We have heard from both, and I'm so happy that.
Yeah. Why don't we take a quick break?
I think that's a good idea.
Okay, we're going to chill back for a minute. This is going to be nice, one of those nice long breaks.
I hope so.
This is going to be one of those nice long ones. You guys kick back, enjoy yourself for a minute, go to the bathroom, do whatever you got to do.
And we'll be back.
Question for you. What do you get when you put a woman who may or may not want a pet monkey, some heavy chains, a deck of tarot cards, a computer, and an astrological chart all in the same room?
Well, that's a really good question.
Besides a visit from PETA and a vacation in a sanitarium, you get resmerized.
You are in for some mighty big trouble.
She is Resmiranda. She glimpses us and our futures and tells all every week on Resmerized. Get Resmerized live around midnight every time a Monday turns into a Tuesday. Only Resmiranda can Resmerize you, and you can only find Resmiranda on Zero Point Radio.
This is Resmiranda, and you have been Resmerized.
Sex bomb, sex bomb, yeah. You're my sex bomb, yeah.
So we're talking about incubi and succubi. Been interesting so far.
And it's actually garnered some interesting topics, or interesting theories, interesting callers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shocked. I thought it was going to be a very...
I thought this was going to be the end of our radio careers this
weekend. I did, too. I thought, you know, we'd get the letter from Zero Point Radio.
The letter going, guys, what happened? You guys were you were such sweet boys when we met you.
Yeah, they have officially corrupted us. Yeah.
We're going to leave the phone lines open for the rest of the hour. We
yeah.
decided to do that on the break here. We're going to leave the phone lines open, so if you want to call anytime between 8 and 9, feel free. Very cool, very cool. Doug.
I wanted to say, before we get back into the topic, I wanted to say, I noticed that there's a poll up. if you go to ZeroPointRadio.com, if you go to ZeroPointRadio.com, there's a poll asking for your favorite Zero Point Radio show. And what I want to say about that is, you know, it's very good feedback to the Zero Point Radio folks to know what you like to listen to so that they can bring, you know, more high-quality programming. But one thing that I wanted to say is that all of the shows that Zero Point Radio, you know, has either exclusively or is, you know, in some arrangement to rebroadcast, are already high-quality shows and worth
listening
all,
to. They're all excellent, excellent shows.
How much hard work goes into all of these shows? Ghostly Talk, Resmerized,
yeah.
WSRS, Crumbs from the Cosmic Cookie, Encounters, which is just so phenomenal. I mean, these are fantastic shows. You know,
they do a quarter of the work that we put into this show.
Then these people
my heart goes
are,
out here.
Yeah, these people are busy, busy hosts,
mm-hmm.
and we're all doing it because we love to do this,
and
we this is our hobby because we don't get paid.
Mm-hmm.
We pay to do this, okay?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, and
hopefully that'll change.
Eventually, that would be really. What's ringing?
I don't know.
Something just rang.
Wasn't me.
I heard a big ring.
That was my cell phone.
Oh, you didn't turn off your cell
phone? It was my voicemail. Wasn't no.
It's going to do it again, then.
No. Oh, shit.
Okay, rated X now.
You guys are getting that letter now.
Here comes the letter. The email is on its way. All these shows are very high-quality shows. We do this because we love it. And I say, you know, go to Zero Point Radio, listen in, because... We're working here for our listeners.
Yeah, we really
for
are.
For everybody. And,
we really
and
are.
Also, we're learning a lot, which is the goal of Ghostly
Yeah,
Talk.
We're learning, oh, God, every week. And, I mean, even topics like this, which still, they always tickle your funny bone, kind of, they're still very interesting. They're very, very interesting. And there's a lot you can learn from these things as far as the whole paranormal world goes and what things are going on.
Well, I've heard the gamut of jokes when, you know, when I,
mm-hmm.
since I,
yeah.
I do, when... A topic like this, we knew we were going to do this about 3 weeks ago, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And because we knew when Brick would be in town,
mm-hmm.
you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So when we knew this was going to happen, I started, you know, putting out little inquiries.
Yeah.
To friends and
mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
and that kind of thing. And
yeah.
What I've heard is the first reaction most people had
mm-hmm.
when I said, oh, we're going to do a show on Incubus Succubus.
Mm-hmm.
How do you sign up for one or whatever?
Yeah, I'm everybody's like, well, hey, man, I'm single right now. Why not?
Yeah, it doesn't sound so bad.
But I do want to touch on this, though.
Yeah.
There was a poll you were talking about. We have, I mean, it's obvious that Doug and myself have nothing but the utmost respect for all the shows that are on Zero Point, because we all help each other out, for one thing. I have not met anybody from any of the other shows that have ever given me the cold shoulder one time about anything. So complete 100% support, which is amazing. It's just something we never expected to come in contact with by doing this. But we did look at that poll.
Yes,
we did.
We did
look at that poll. And
I did
got,
not vote either. I clicked
I
on a few results. I will not vote for my favorite show because I love them all.
They're all great.
And it forces you to choose one, and I can't.
But we did look at that poll, though.
Yeah, we did.
And we have to thank you for that.
Yeah.
We have to thank you for that very much. It really means a lot to us that... Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
As of right now, yeah, we have, what, 47%?
I don't even, I haven't looked today, but
and
from judging from what yesterday, I'm like, wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that support you know, when you do go and vote for that kind of thing,
yeah.
And you actually think highly enough of GT to go
to think
to
actually take the time to vote like that for us, we really appreciate it very
we
much.
We do appreciate it, and uh-huh. thank you very much.
Yeah.
And but I don't know how you guys do it, because I couldn't. I really thought about voting, but I had no clue. I couldn't pick between any of the shows.
Yeah.
Myself.
Incubi and Succubi, though.
Okay. Yeah. I started to say about the jokes. Because as soon as you approach somebody with the topic,
yeah.
you get the jokes. I mean, because it's something, I guess it's a deeper subject than a lot of folks would want to talk about or admit to, that kind of thing, because it really does touch, you know, somewhere in the soul, because you're like, okay, morally, how should I feel about this?
Well, yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, obviously, we are human,
mm-hmm.
and we do then, you know, engage in relationships, physical relationships, and it's part of being, you know, human.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so you tend to laugh it off or try to, you know,
make
light of it.
I think what's going on with this show, well as far as the topic itself, is you say the word, you say that three-letter word. To people. And of course, me and you.
Yeah,
and
notice how I said, what, physical relations?
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, what's the show about? Well, it's about, you know, incubi and succubi. Well, what's an incubi and a succubi? Well, then you gotta explain it to them. But the word, the topic, let's not even say the word, the topic itself is, how would we say, taboo? Still, in this day and age.
Which is amazing. I mean, you know,
things
Dr.
are opening
Ruth
up now. We're seeing a lot more on TV, we're seeing a lot more around us. Bottom line is, sex sells. It does. It's always done that. But it's a taboo subject where a lot of jokes pop out. Just watch Beavis and Butthead one night, and you'll see every stupid fun word on the planet is on that show. So it's hard to do that and try to, you know, it's hard to try to talk about this sometimes and keep a straight face, so to say, I guess.
Right.
Because, I mean,
because you try to make light of it.
Yeah.
And it is, and that does help break tension.
But you can't help it, though. Some of these stories we've read, they're just hysterical. I mean, I have to say it.
Some of them are hysterical. Some of them,
are very scary,
are tragic and scary. I mean, the entity, the movie, although there's going to be a lot of Hollywood in that.
Well,
you know.
Of course. But the book, though, I read the book, and the book was just like, what? Did this guy do, this thing do to her? I don't understand it.
Right, well, that was quite an extreme case, and very violent.
Very violent. There was that's the one thing I want to talk about, a little bit more about this, is there was a scene, and it's actually in the book, too, where, I don't remember all the names from that movie, or the book itself, but the lady meets a guy. She's dating a guy. And one night they go out, have a couple drinks, have a good time. They decide to go back to her place, right? And, well, he's in the bathroom showering or something, I don't know. But she's waiting for him to come to bed with her, okay? And what happens is this entity,
mm-hmm.
attacks her, physically, literally attacks her, sexually. And the guy runs in, tries to, he sees his woman on a bed.
Something's going on, let me help.
He runs in to try to help, and this thing literally threw a chair at him. That's what I was talking about, the jealousy thing, possibly. Could the story of the entity, that particular story, could that have been a jealous spirit? Maybe it was human at one time.
Or a fallen angel, or a Nephilim.
Yeah.
It's got this jealousy.
Yeah.
That's, why not?
That's what I'm seeing is these... it's always been about emotions anyways, right? I mean, everything we've talked about, you know, residual hauntings, for example. We talk about it every week, it seems like, now. But it's a psychic impression. That's a possible reason it's there. It's the most likely, it makes the most sense to us here at the Haunted Basement Studios that may happen. Could this be a result of a strong physical attraction or love, possibly? Jealousy. When you're in love with someone, I mean, I know me... Jealousy. It's complete jealousy. We got a call coming in. You're on Ghostly Talk.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, it's Dawn from Michigan Phenomena.
Oh, hi.
This is an honor and a pleasure. Hi, Dawn.
How you doing?
So far, so good.
It's warm down here. Why is it so hot down here tonight?
All this heavy breathing. Yeah.
I'm surrounded by three guys.
Yeah, but it's the images in our minds.
It is the presence of Brick Hardrod. That's what it is.
The presence of Brick Hardrod.
That's what it is.
Dawn, you run, of course, GhostZoo.com.
Yep.
And we've been out hunting with you and everything like that. You've been out with MGB. I don't think I've ever hunted with you.
Oh, unfortunately, but...
Not yet, anyway. But what's up? What's going on?
Nothing. Just listening to the show, enjoying it very much.
Thank you. This was a hard topic for us to bring up, but I'm really glad that we're getting some acceptance like that.
Yeah, you know, it's actually a subject I've never explored or looked into, but I'm glad I turned the show on. It's very interesting.
I'm honored that you did.
As
you
I
were,
am.
You were a guest on one of the first editions of Ghostly Talk, which, by the way,
third show.
I
third
promised
show.
To put... Put back up, and I haven't yet. I apologize for that.
We're scared of our old archives.
Yeah, our old archives are a lot different than they are now, than
we
the show
them.
Is now. But I will put that up for you, I promise, Dawn.
Okay, that sounds good.
Cool.
I had a thought on your Incubi, Succubi, your series. What if, say possibly, and of course we all know that these occurrences are very rare, but let's say that these aren't ghosts or non-living beings, what if they are living beings? What if they're humans? What if it's a form of psychic attack?
Yeah, that actually follows along with what Konstantinov says about vampires.
Oh, okay.
There's a kind of vampire, Konstantinov says, it needs the energy, the human energy, from a human, and it could be a living human. And he goes into a story even where he was at a party and he saw this woman who was ill, and she had been ill, but for some reason everybody was avoiding her. And he was of the opinion that if you went around her, she would then unknowingly, she didn't know she was doing this, drain energy from you. So that it made it uncomfortable to be around her, even though, you know, you're her friend or you're her you know, you care about her, but it was uncomfortable because she was draining energy from you. And so I don't see a big leap. I think that the theory that you're presenting and is a good one, because there are these inner things and sex and that kind of thing when you try to stifle them, they then have to roam around your subconscious, where they can build power and stuff like that. And then your body may interpret that wrong and go out and seek this kind of thing in whatever way it can do it.
Okay.
And in some case, it might use the same methodology as psychic vampirism to go out and connect with another with a living human being.
Right, along with Scott's idea of infatuation, someone becoming infatuated with another person, if you had the right circumstances and you were able to raise that energy, whether you consciously or unconsciously knew it, you could be bringing that attack upon someone, because a very well-known way of raising energy is the big M word, masturbation, which very much goes along with...
What'd you say that for?
Oh, Dawn, you've got to meet Brick Hardrod.
Did you say hi to Brick Hardrod yet?
Actually, Brick Hardrod is leaving. He'll be back in a minute.
Stayed in school. You can say it on the radio.
Yeah, okay. Did you say hi to Brick Hardrod yet, though?
Hi, Brick. How are you?
Hello, how are you? Brick Hardrod is very, very happy to have another female opinion here on Ghostly Talk.
But I think that's definitely a possibility in these rare occurrences, these rare recordings of these happening.
So perhaps when somebody is feeling either attacked or whether they feel it's an attack or a pleasurable thing,
mm-hmm.
Perhaps there's a corresponding person out there.
Yeah, they're connecting to somebody else's fantasy.
My God, I'm going to hell. Yes, you know what? That's very, very, very interesting.
Do you know? And what's interesting is, we talk about these energies, right? Everything seems to be an energy. It takes a lot of energy for a ghost to manifest itself, or the mists and things like that that we see in photos and orbs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We attach that there's we have this theory that there it takes a lot of energy for these kinds of things to happen.
Right.
And when is your biochemical furnace going at full blast? Well, it's probably when you're feeling 8 billion different sensations at the same time.
Yes.
When you're doing something like that M word thing that you had mentioned earlier.
Wow.
So that could develop a lot of energy, and that could be used. But on the same note, because we don't really know what's happening, that kind of energy could be used by a separate entity as well, or it could be used subconsciously or consciously by your own.
I was going to say, it could be used as a catalyst.
Yeah.
For a different entity to take
that energy, yeah. You borrow that energy, vampire that energy from
uh-huh.
you,
mm-hmm.
and then go and do what it wanted to do anyway.
So,
or it could be your own subconscious doing it.
So that could be the problem. We all have to stop doing the M word then.
No. Oh, I mean, no.
I mean, yeah.
I might have to go out on a date or something eventually. No.
Done.
This is getting really bad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you've left the Ghostly Talk Studios.
I don't think we're broadcasting to anybody anymore. I think Zero Place has completely said, you know what, I've heard enough of this.
We're putting an archive on.
No, that's a very interesting point, though, Don. I mean, and it had to be said, too. I mean, honestly, I didn't even think about that.
I didn't either.
I didn't think about that.
Right. And it was not anywhere in any of my research, and I read a lot on this.
No, but that's thinking, though. That's what's so beautiful about it. Either one of us.
Honestly, I've never even thought of the subject before I started listening to the radio.
Then you were coming at it from a fresh perspective as well.
Exactly.
So, because, I mean, we just, you know, went on the internet, we knew what we were going to talk about. We're like reading. So we weren't necessarily thinking ourselves because my thoughts, I know now, were being led by all the things that I was reading on the internet. While I still had to do the research, I didn't fully explore it within my, you know, from every angle. So I'm glad you called and brought that up because I would not have thought about that. I would have just subscribed to all the other people's theories.
Well, yeah, let's
could have helped out.
Let's put it down in a skeletal process, though. You do that.
Would you like some mood music?
Do we have
mood music? All right. You do that, okay?
Don can't hear those.
Yeah, you can't hear the music. You'll hear it after the show, though, or something on the archive. But you do that, and we all know. We all know what, like you said, Doug, 8 billion sensations, how that can have an effect on the gentle psyche of a human being, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That could possibly be a manifestation itself, or it could be a power source, a powerhouse for another being. To take that
energy.
And use that, and that's where we get incubi or succubi from.
It could,
possibly,
either of them.
Theoretically speaking.
Because we really don't know, but Don brought up a fantastic
brilliant
theory.
Brilliant. How you doing, Don?
I'm doing wonderful.
And I see you're doing some cool stuff on gosu.com, by the way.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
You reorganized your address book. And, you know, you're revamp. Vamp. That's a very useful four-letter phrase. Anyway, I noticed that you reorganized your address book, which, by the way, is Michigan's. If you're in Michigan and you have not gone to gosu.com, shame on you, because Dawn has...
Call yourself a ghost hunter?
Yeah.
That's the place to go.
Dawn has the address book, and the address book is the place to go for Michigan hauntings and Michigan legends.
Uh-huh.
And then also, you added a message board.
Yes, the MGB board is just so cool that I was looking for something, and I talked to Will about it a little bit to see if I could use the same board. It's a free board. The service is free, and I think it's going to open up a whole new door for us.
I think so, too, because you've got a lot more following, I think, than even MGB. And when the Ghost Zoo folks and the Michigan Phenomena folks get in there and start posting, oh, my gosh, the ideas that fly.
I don't know if that's a good thing. Everyone should be scared.
Okay, so it works both ways, yeah. But, I mean, the way that it works on the MGB board is, like, everybody's just, like, it's almost constant. And And I have a feeling that with Michigan Phenomena, with that, because you have that mailing list.
Yes.
And that Yahoo, like, mailing list kind of thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I had to get rid of it. There was a lot of spamming going on, so I had to get rid of that.
Ah. So, yeah, well, this
what, Yahoo day, and spam? Jeez.
No.
But,
yeah, the with these message board kind of things, I mean, it's just amazing all the different things you can do. And also you can delete posts when they are spam. So
yeah, and it'll also be excellent for research as well, because it's much easier to sort through those when you're looking for something specific than a Yahoo group.
Oh, definitely.
Excellent.
There'll be a lot of information for us to go through when need be.
I'm excellent. So happy we have to have you as a guest on Ghostly Talk again.
Very soon.
I'd love to.
Very soon. We'll talk very soon. We got to go to a break, though. We're at the bottom of the hour. So, Dawn, thank you for calling.
Thanks for picking the phone up.
Oh.
That's what
if
we're
we know, if we know you're calling, we're going to definitely pick the phone
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah. Always. Unfortunately, here in the studio, it just looks like a flashing light.
Yeah.
And we're so happy when it flashes, because then we're like, oh, good.
We get to take a break.
We get to
excellent.
Take a caller, yeah.
Excellent.
And when it's you, it's even better.
Well, thank you, guys. I love you. You guys are awesome, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Dawn. We'll
too.
Talk to you soon. All right, so. Wow.
That was awesome.
We'll be right back.
Sexy for my hat, too sexy for
cat.
Speaking of the cat.
The cat.
We have the master of the cat. We have the cat lover, the cat hunter, the connoisseur of the cat.
The Indiana Jones of the cat.
Indiana Jones of the cat in studio here. If you want to see some, there is one place on the internet.
Yes.
That Brick Hard Rod hangs out sometimes. Mm-hmm. And now he's very busy because of his, you know, because of what he, you know, does.
My upcoming DVD video career.
Yes. Brick's upcoming DVD video career. So he's a very, very busy person. But there is an occasion where he gets to hang out with his favorite band. And it's all done via the internet because Brick is not, I don't know if you've been to Detroit yet.
We officially met, like, you know, we met like on Thursday night, and then you come over Saturday night, Brick.
Right.
Hung out, no, last night.
Because it's all been over the internet until now. And Brick hangs out on Scott's band's website. That's how we happened to even think of Brick. And when it came together, it was like, oh, yeah, we have to see if Brick can come to Detroit. And so he does go and visit the MFPS message board.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And, wow. I mean, you know, Brick, I thought it was going to be more or less just, physical side of Brick, but really you were very insightful. I was very surprised about. I mean, I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm not insulting your intelligence in any way.
that's because Brick is a professional.
Yes.
And being a professional in that industry, you've got to know pretty much what everything about it, and including this kind of topic.
Well, definitely, Brick Hard Rod tries to keep it interesting, to say the least. Brick Hard Rod doesn't do these sort of productions that Brick Hard Rod doesn't believe. That the normal person who is into my industry, I'm trying to keep it as clean, and Brick Hard Rod's trying to keep it as clean as possible, they don't want storylines. And using the last idea we had over Incubus and Succubi, the people who watch my kind of videos are attacking people left and right. But I make art, but it's not the kind of art that, is readily available to those who don't have
a DVD player and a credit card.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or a T1 line and a quick downloadables. Actually, I'm a newbie in the industry. I had other interests before, but I decided that my main interest was where the cat would be plentiful.
And the cat is plentiful in your new...
The cat is very plentiful in Brick Hard Rod's industry.
Excellent. Oh, wow.
So that worked out for us. I'm so happy to finally...
Yeah, we really appreciate you coming in the studio tonight and hanging out and chilling out with us here for the evening.
Well, Brick Hard Rod is a huge Ghostly Talk fan. How Brick Hard Rod found Ghostly Talk was Brick Hard Rod is also very into music and finding new music. He was surfing on mp3.com and found my favorite Plaid Straitjacket. Check them out. And while reading Scott L's post on that board, he saw his signature for, you know, the Ghostly Talk logo. So I click on that and start listening to the archives, and I like those very much and was very interested. And this subject is definitely one thing. And Brick Hard Rod tries to spread his message out on the message board as much as possible, sharing information and, basically on his expertise of all things cat-related. And Brick Hard Rod found friends, which he also refers to as his cat lovers, his fellow cat lovers. But not all are male. There are a few female on the message board who appreciate Brick Hard Rod's opinions. And if you want to ever know, Brick Hard Rod can usually be found on the board. So if you want to come and check out, talk with Brick Hard Rod about any subject, whether it be MFPS or Ghost or whatever, you can find Brick Hard Rod on the MFPS message board. So
let's plug your message board again. Everybody knows that Scott L. is in a band, and it's called My Favorite Plaid.
I do that myself.
Let me untie my tongue. My Favorite Plaid Straitjacket, MFPS, and, of course, your website is www.teammfps.com.
Yeah, if you just go to the site, there's a link for the message board. Click on it and post away. All kinds of weird stuff happening in there, actually.
Oh, yeah.
The whole new side of Scott L. you don't know, actually. So, we're talking about Incubi and Succubi, though.
Yeah.
We're cranking these things out.
Yeah.
I mean, this has just been an exhausting subject, to be honest with you, in a great way, though. Because it's just like there's so many ideas coming out now. And we still have the lines are open. If you want to call in, feel free. But the ideas are coming out. And obviously, Dawn just called in a few minutes ago.
With something I had not thought about.
I never even thought about that in a million years.
As much as I preach, and I do, I always say you've got to think about these things. Don't take anything at face value. Think about them. See where they fall into your worldview and do all these things. And I fell victim to what I preach against. I really did surf the internet, read everything I could on incubi, succubi, and I didn't think about the worldview. I didn't think about everything that could affect it because I did not think of it being able to be caused by the energy from a living person.
Okay.
We have a call.
We have a call?
Yeah.
You're on Ghostly Talk.
Yeah, I'd like to ask the cat expertise.
Hi, by the way, this
Rich. Is Rich, isn't it?
This is Rich. don't let
little Richie listen to this show.
Oh, hey, I've got him back playing computer games.
Excellent, excellent.
Playing Doom right now.
Excellent.
Did you have a question for Brick?
Brick is listening.
Yes, yes. My Robert cat, or should I say Bobcat, has been eyeballing my gerbil and wants to be friends. Should I let him?
Well, that sort of cat isn't exactly the cat that Brick Hardrod is the Indiana Jones of, but I would say if they're both into it, let them go. I mean, you know, just please put on some Barry White for them and
afraid that the gerbil might become one with the cat, you know?
Well, I find becoming one with the cat is a very pleasurable thing, usually. But,
no. I've been seeing it, watching him lick
his... don't mean physically one with the cat. I think he means, like,
eaten by
the cat.
On the consumption level, no. I would definitely... If your bobcat is eyeballing the gerbil in that way, I would definitely keep them separated by all means possible, unless you hate your gerbil.
I don't dislike my gerbil.
Are you harboring some deep felt inner, you know?
What has your gerbil done for you today? That's my question.
Just wondering what a ghost gerbil would look like.
I hope they don't make as big of a mess as current gerbils because. I don't know. I'm
You're
really
so
lost.
Sweating right now. I am so sweating right now. This is so funny. I can't take it.
We haven't been presented with this kind of question on Ghostly Talk ever.
Well, hey, leave it to me. You know. I did find the caller that mentioned something about someone who is in a living body projecting to another person and connecting with them sexually. I found that kind of interesting. Now, one question I would have is, does a living person really need the energy from the other person?
The living person, I think what she was getting at, that was Dawn from GhostZoo.com.
Yeah.
She, I think she was saying that the energy that is being used is the living person who needs this kind of activity to go on, not the person who is having the activity experience.
Yeah, the energy being produced.
Talking about the victim, you know.
The victim.
Right,
okay.
I don't think the victim's energy is being, in her, what she was presenting, I don't think the victim's energy was being used. I think it was the other, you know, the attacker or the person who, you know, subconsciously or consciously desired it. I think it was their energy that caused the projection and then therefore the event to occur.
With a living being. A living being.
With another living being, yeah. And the other living being the person who experiences...
Would you love to be a centerfold? yeah, that's... No, I read something by... Philip Denning and what's her name, Osborne.
Mm-hmm.
She's dead now, but they did a lot of metaphysical books through Llewellyn. And one of the things they did in one of their psychic development books, in talking about that, it was someone who would project astrally. You know, some people actually do meet on the astral plane for a little recreation.
I have heard that.
You know, and the thing is that the comment they were making was, is that it's easier for a woman to be fulfilled that way than it is a man.
Well, isn't that typical?
Yeah, they've got it all easy, don't they?
I don't know about that. I don't want to be pregnant. Thank you very much.
Not me either.
Well, you know.
But, no, I'm just saying that that's a comment that they made, and I thought that was rather interesting.
To actually meet on the astral plane, and,
Yeah, rendezvous on the astral plane.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, actually, I've read a lot of stuff on that.
Yeah.
Where, I mean, not for that sole purpose alone to go out and meet on the astral plane. It's kind of like going, on AOL done. And trying to meet somebody. It's the same. I mean,
yeah, AOL, the astral plane. Yeah,
yeah, the same thing, really, to me.
Kind of like meeting somebody on the internet.
Well, yeah, it's like...
Oh, in a way, it really is.
Yeah, because you've never connected before, and then suddenly there's this being there on the other side of your screen that you connect with somehow, and, you know, why not?
Be afraid, very afraid.
I am afraid.
I would be shaking.
I would be too.
So, like that.
Thank you, Rich.
Okay,
and of course, Rich is the host of Crumbs from the Cosmic Cookie right here on Zero Point Radio.
Yes.
So,
Rich, we'll talk to you soon. We got to fly here. And Rich just hung up on us. Well, I didn't like you either.
No. I think that was a miscommunication. But, he did bring up a good point. Somehow it's gone into just sex in general in the paranormal world.
Uh-huh.
And so let's talk about that briefly. Because I've been very interested in astral travel,
uh-huh.
out-of-body experiences, that kind of thing, and I've only had a couple myself, but I did read Robert Monroe's book, Journeys Out of the Body.
Okay.
And... fascinating stuff. And I think it was in that book, because I've read a lot of books, but I think it was that particular book that he had said went one time when he was out of his body, because he does this regularly,
yeah.
Evidently. He runs across different universes or different realms or something like that. And some of them are very like, you know, our physical realm. Some of them are completely unreal looking,
mm-hmm.
things you would never imagine.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, however, and I really hope it was this book, because if not, I'm going to get lambasted in the email. But one of these realms was basically consisted of nothing but writhing, squirming human bodies all performing sexual acts upon each other. But it was out of from what I understand, or from what I remember, this was a while ago that I read this book. It seems to me that he mentioned, and I hope I'm not putting words in his mouth. I hope he's not a listener, because
yes.
I'm sure I'm totally blowing this. it was out of their unfulfillable desire for sexual contact.
Well, that was another point I wanted to bring up to you concerning incubi and succubi.
Okay.
An unfulfillable desire. That was the phrase I was looking for yesterday when I was studying this, actually.
Ah. You mean when you beeped us on the Nextel and you're like, what's that phrase?
Is that what I sound like when I'm drunk?
Something like that, yeah. Well, on Nextel, it's more like... I don't know how people on those things can understand each other, but...
Unfulfillable desire.
That's yeah.
An interesting phrase. Because, another scenario for you.
Okay.
You live your life. You live your life however many years. Maybe in this plane of existence, you weren't very good with the ladies or the guys or whatever side you're on. Okay? Maybe you just didn't have it. Maybe you were a dork. Okay? I mean, let's be blunt here. Maybe you just couldn't go out and... You know, because I mean, think about it. I mean, I'm really trying to be PC about this, Doug.
Yeah, I know. You're doing very well. I'm impressed.
People who are social, people,
Well, people who are like socially repressed, people who are social misfits.
Yes, that's a good way to put it too. People that just, you know, don't come out of the house and sit on the computer all day long. Hey, wait a minute.
Hey,
it's us.
That describes me very well. Yeah.
Okay. No. Extreme hermits. People just didn't come out, but they always had this desire. They were just too afraid to go out and get it.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be an emotional thing or a
physical
thing.
Fear of rejection, or just you know, butt ugly, or you know, whatever.
So. What, do you call me ugly? You call me ugly. No, what if you had this, though? You lived your whole life like this. How many years you were on this earth? And you just, it was wrenching at you. Strong emotions. Whether it be an emotional or a physical thing. Like, you just want to go out and do it. Okay? Let's just say do it. But you never did. You pass on. Could that be another thing that pulls you back down?
And now it's now because if you're doing this on from that side of you know living, it would be unfulfillable. It would be an unquenchable desire, an unfulfillable desire because you cannot any longer unless you're reincarnated. Which I think you, in order to be reincarnated, one of the things is you've got to, you know, not still be here. You can't be roaming the earth plane. You would have to pass over into the other side,
yeah,
and then check in or whatever you do at the baggage claim, and then and then get in line for your next ticket,
yeah,
you know, and then come back down as another, you know.
But
human.
Could that be another dimension to this though? Could it be another thing besides what we talked about earlier? Could this be somebody who had an unfulfillable desire in life? And they came back to get it now in death. That's an interesting question. Another thing to think about. That's what all. I mean, we don't have the answers. Again,
we don't have the answers. We're just speculating. But I think that it's. I think it's possible.
Yeah, it's definitely possible.
And as Don pointed out, it's possible as well to still be here and have your subconscious be acting upon that unfulfillable
I still can't get over that. That's still amazing. I never even thought of that. I never thought about that in a billion years, as you know, Carl Sagan would say, billion years.
Well, I think he has billions of stars.
Well, yeah, but I'm just using the word billion because the word billion.
Oh yeah,
billion. Okay.
You want to blow the levels so that when I try and redo this,
I'm making Burns hurt right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm loving it. So yeah, that's just another way to look at it, though.
Your mom says hi.
My mom says hi.
Mrs. Lambert is listening.
I don't want her calling in tonight.
Oh no! Oh no!
But. We've talked about this. We've been talking about this for 2 hours now.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, as far as this phenomena goes, I mean, all we try to do, we could have just sat here really and read stories to you for the last. You know,
well,
for two
actually,
hours.
We have a bunch.
We have a bunch. Do you want to read one?
No.
Okay.
I don't think it's necessary.
No, it's not necessary because that was the point I was making.
I think that what I'm hoping for is that this show, because we've actually broken ground. We've said, okay, we're going to talk about this, and we did for a couple hours. If people, and this is how Ghostly Talk works, if you're interested in it, if what we've done here and presented to you in our own interesting and show-killing way, if it piques your interest at all, go out and research this thing.
Yeah.
Think about it. Come up with theories. If you have theories, post them. We have a message board here. MFPS has a message board. Ghost Zoo has a message board. Or write them down in a book and publish it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
you know, I mean, it, do something with this if it's interesting, because what we want people to do is think and learn.
Yeah, and when we say research this subject, we don't mean sitting in your room in the middle of the night with ghost bait laid out. Waiting for one to come in there and try to attack you, okay? I know everybody out there that just heard Doug's phrase is saying, hey, we could probably try to do this. You know?
An offshoot of, how do I get me one?
Yeah, how do I get me one, basically. So, but yeah, like I said, we could have just read stories. But we really thought about this, you know, like we do a lot of the subjects that come up here on Ghostly Talk, and that is, what the heck is going on here? Why? Why would something this crazy happen to somebody? And
we've been through all the theories. I mean, it could be, like I said early on, a very physical thing, just something within your body like old hag, okay? Or it could be as extravagant as Don had mentioned, somebody is, you know, using that energy to go out and psychically attack people.
Uh-huh.
And it could be anything in between. It could be an entity, you know, a half angel or half human, or
it could
half,
be, yeah.
It could be some kind of bizarre entity.
Unfortunately,
like
we can't really narrow it down to anything.
we just don't know. But it's interesting to talk about.
Yes, very interesting.
And it's interesting, and I'm glad we made it a bit fun too.
Yeah, I don't think we could have done this show any other way.
No,
but yeah. That's something for you to think about, though, because there's plenty of stories out there. And the thing that really catches I mean, as far as this particular phenomena goes, incubi and succubi, just the stories, like we said before, it isn't just coming to you in the nighttime and you know doing whatever to you. It happens to people while they're walking in the mall, for God's sake.
And which is interesting, because that relates, again, to poltergeist activity as well.
Well, that's one thing we didn't really cover that I wanted to, unfortunately.
I know, we started to talk about it, but then everything interrupts,
Yeah.
Or it doesn't interrupt, it's just, you know, we get onto a different train of thought.
But could this be interrelated with poltergeist activity?
Well, I think it all has to come down to the energies.
Yeah.
Again, I mean, everything has come back to energies every time, and it all has to come back to these energies that are floating around that science cannot detect yet.
Nope.
And science cannot identify, and science does not know that's there. And because, you know, it goes back to what Rich was saying. I did a little thingy, like Wednesday night or something like that. We needed some fill-in time because Lucy was having some problems. So I just ran a little tiny ghostly talk with one. I guess it wasn't really ghostly talk, but I played the ghostly talk intro. Anyway, Rich was saying, you know, you've got your human body. You know it's got chemicals in it. You know it's got electricity of some kind in it. You know it's got whatever it has in it. And it's just like this machine, right, this biochemical, electromechanical kind of machine.
Uh-huh.
But what makes it actually go?
Uh-huh.
And what leaves you when you pass on?
Well, that's a
what
question.
What is that? And science can't measure that. Science doesn't know.
Well, that's the big question right there.
So, but it all has to do with energies.
Uh-huh.
I mean, so, yeah, there's kind of interrelated energy to poltergeist activity, to incubus succubus activity, to haunting activity. Even residual haunting kind of activity has energy. So it all has to do with energy somehow, some way.
Yeah, so really what you're saying then is that, well, we're not going to say they're all related in some way, but they very well could be because,
right.
I mean, it's all coming down. I mean, it all has to come down to one thing. I mean, fortunately, that's the way. I mean, it is. It's probably that simple too. It probably is that simple. We spend every week here for 2 hours now discussing this stuff, trying to figure out what and when and who and how of why this stuff works. And well, I know personally, even when it comes to incubi and succubi, why does it happen? It's probably the simplest thing in existence, the simplest thing in the universe that would explain it.
And we don't know what it is.
And they're all related, too. It's all related, probably. And I agree with you on that. Because that's probably all this the research we do and all these things we talk about and brainstorm and jam with our heads and whatever. It's probably so simple. And we're probably looking over. We've probably looked over it 1,000 times already.
Well, we need. Well, like, for example, the Einstein boiled a lot of, you know, science down into a very simple equation, which, of course, I cannot even comprehend any of the math behind it.
No.
But E equals MC squared.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, we need an equation like that for paranormal activity.
Exactly.
Some Einstein needs to come along.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically it, though, as far as this thing goes. You guys need to think about this, like we tell you every single week. Think about this stuff, because this is, they're all, I mean, Doug brought up the interesting point here, as far as this interrelation that may be part of all these different types of entities and occurrences we're talking about every week here on Ghostly Talk.
Exactly.
So that's the thing. We do have to thank.
Definitely we have to thank Brick Hardrod for being in the studio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Brick Hardrod is enlightened. He enjoyed very much discussing this topic with you, and will continue to remain an avid Ghostly Talk listener. And you guys are great. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Brick.
Thank you, Brick. Really appreciate you coming out tonight. So, yeah, on that note, we're going to call it a night, I think.
Yeah?
Because I'm shot. I'm sweating.
This is an exhausting topic.
This is a
very exhausting topic. I'm glad we got it out.
This is a very exhausting topic. So, on that note, though, we're going to call it a week. Tell
Listen,
you what.
Yeah, keep tuned in to Zero Point Radio.
Yeah.
ZeroPointRadio.com. And for
well,
all
hang on. We got a call that's dropping in. Hang
we
on.
Can.
Hang on. Hang on.
We're going over time.
You're on Ghostly Talk.
Hi, guys. It's Alex Midwood. How are you?
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Good.
I'm good. I'm just tuned in, but I'm kind of curious about something.
Yeah.
Have there been any recent cases of incubus and succubi reported?
The most recent was in the, that I read about was in, I think, the 70s or something.
Yeah.
I've always associated it with, like, older, you know, even, like, maybe, like, Jewish myth to a certain degree, or more along those lines, like, almost like Lilith to a certain degree.
Okay.
Not so much in recent cases. I guess that's interesting. I wonder what would cause that. I guess, like, maybe, I don't know, just maybe a vibe or something. Maybe that particular spirit is just picking up on some level of, for lack of a better term, sexual frustration.
Well, yeah, we talked about that a lot.
Yeah.
On the show.
Because,
that's why I should wake up a little.
Yeah.
Hello, stay on the line. We're going to close the show, and then I want to talk to you a little bit, okay?
All right.
So,
you still there?
Stay on the line. We're going to close the show, and then we'll chat after the show.
Yeah, we're going to get out of here, guys. All right, we have to go. We're tired. We need to sleep. We'll talk to you guys next week. Have a great week. And you were listening to Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
And you guys have a great week.
Thanks, Brick.
True science will not deny the existence of things because they cannot be weighed and measured. It will rather lead us to believe that the wonders and subtleties of possible existence surpass all that our mental powers allow us clearly to perceive.
We must ignore no existence whatsoever. We may variously interpret or explain its meaning and origin, but if a phenomenon does exist, it demands some kind of explanation.
A quote from the Principles of Science, William Stanley Jevons, 1835 to 1882.